Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 1 week since my last confession. You know what, Father? Don't forgive me, because I'm not sorry. You heard me, Father. I'm not sorry. I'm tired of living like this. I really don't think this is how it was meant to be. Every day I have this ache, this need. I am empty, Father, and the Spirit of the Lord is not filling me in a way that I need. I try to be a good girl. I teach my Sunday school classes. I come to confession. I come to Mass. But you know what, Father? I just want to come. So, here's my sin this week. You know those lovely high school boys from the youth group that volunteer and help me with Sunday school? And you know that one. You know the one. Everyone looks at him. Everyone. I asked him to stay after last week. I made up some bullshit excuse, Father. Oh, I need your help cleaning up these tables. They're so heavy. Can you help me lift them? It was so transparent, but he was too innocent to see. And Father, I may be innocent. I may have been innocent of body, but I have never been innocent of mind. I seduced him, Father. I fucked him. Right there, on one of the little tables, in the room in the basement where we do Sunday school. As our Heavenly Father looked down, I spread my legs, finally, and that young boy with his thick, hard cock tore me open. The blood of the Lamb indeed, Father. Oh, I anointed him in my blood. I didn't mind the pain, though. That disturbed me for a while, Father. I didn't mind the pain. Oh, and then it went away. As he pounded away. Thrusting that thick, throbbing young cock into me over and over and over again. Oh, my God. My God. He did it so hard and so long, Father, that we sort of knocked a crucifix off the wall. Oh, blasphemy. Oh, Father, and you know, it was my first time, but it wasn't his. No, that young boy knew what he was doing. I didn't let on that it was my first time, but I think the fact that I bled gave him an indication. But like I said, Father, I was only innocent of body, not of mind. I've read enough watched enough, fantasized enough to know what to do, what to say, what sounds to make. And you know, Father, when he bent me over that table and entered me from behind, pulling my hair back, I felt like my face was being lifted in prayer and praise. But I was filled with something other than the Spirit of the Lord. I was filled by his cock. God damn it, it felt fucking good, Father. I have never known anything to feel that good. No amount of good deeds, of pious behavior has ever felt that good. And even though it was my first time, I still came. That's right. Oh, Father, and I praised God the whole time. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes. Yes, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, and as that boy emptied his seed inside me, and my body was rocked by orgasm. Oh, I felt something. I definitely felt something. Don't worry, Father. I won't get pregnant. I've been on birth control for years. But, you know, for cramps or whatever. Father, just thinking about that young boy and his cock. Oh my God. Yes, I am touching myself. Oh no, Father, I'm not done yet. No. I want my sin to be complete, Father, so I'm gonna climax right here in the confessional while you listen. Hear my sins, Father. Hear my sins. Oh, Father. I wonder what it would be like to be with a man. He was a boy. Oh, what a man. If I just knew some big, strong authority figure that could maybe show me some discipline. Father, what should my punishment be for being such a bad little girl? What should it be, Father? I don't think there are enough Hail Marys or Our Fathers to forgive me for what I've done. So what should my penance be, Father? Maybe you should teach me a lesson. Maybe you should bend me over the altar. And put that Bible to some actual good use, Father, and smack my ass with it. Oh, you can hide it, but I just heard you fucking moan. Oh, because you like that idea, don't you? Yeah, the naughty little whore bent over the altar. Her little schoolgirl skirt pushed up. As you spank her naughty ass with the Bible. That's right, Father. Yeah, you hit me, beat me with the word, Father. Forgive me, Father, for I am about to come. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God is indeed good, Father. Now, about that penance. Should I stay? Wait till all the parishioners are gone? Or maybe you should hold me up as an example, Father. During the next Mass. Maybe everyone needs to see me be disciplined. Would you like that, Father? Oh, Father, you shouldn't lie. We're in church. I'll see you later, Father.